Blog Talk Radio.
God bless everyone, and thanks for coming in. This is Apostle Allison J. Cross of Fire and Rain Ministries, and I'm so excited that you all have decided to join us today. Thanks for all of you that have called in. I tell you, I am excited about the kingdom of God. I know I've been away for a while, but I tell you what, being away has been a good thing. It's been liberating, and I've gotten some, you know, I've done a couple of moves since the last time I shared a radio broadcast. So today we're going to be talking about the spirit of Absalom and discerning that spirit in the church. And, you know, in ministry, one of the things that we have to realize is that there's going to always be people that want your spot, but you can't let that deter you from doing what God has called you to do. You cannot let that make you stop being who God has called you to be. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. And so if you look in the book of Samuel, 2 Samuel 14, it talks about 14:19, and then chapter 15, verse 6, it talks about the whole scenario with Absalom. And one of the things that we always want to keep in mind, as I said before, that spirit is literally running rampant in the church, trying to undermine leadership, take people out of the church, and things like that. But you know what? We as leaders, we have to be able to discern and recognize that spirit and call it out when we see it. We can no longer just sit idly by and say, well, you know, maybe something will happen and, you know, things will get straightened out. You have to call it like you see it. So look at what is it about Absalom that hurts the most? And I did post this on my Facebook wall, but we're going to talk about it today. Psalms 55, 12 through 14 says, "For it is not an enemy who reproaches me, then I could bear it. Nor is it one who hates me, who has exalted himself against me, then I could hide from him. But it was you, a man of my equal, my companion and my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of God in the throng." So, you know, when that spirit of Absalom, begins to operate, it's not always going to be the people that are not close to you. Most oft times, it's people that's very close to you. 2 Samuel 15:12 says, "Then Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor from his city of Gilo, while he offered sacrifices, and the conspiracy grew strong, for the people with Absalom continually increased in number." So what is this saying? Number one, while he offered sacrifices, there was a conspiracy going on behind the scenes. So not only do we have to watch out for people that are close to us, we also have to watch out for those that are plotting a conspiracy. Now, I'm not saying you have to there's not like a demon behind every bush, and I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is we have to be very aware of our surroundings and the people that we're dealing with. You know, the Bible talks about knowing those who labor among you, and I think sometimes as leaders we get really overly concerned with people and things of that nature to the point to where we overlook what's obvious. And so it's just very important that we don't overlook the obvious and miss the little red flags. There was a minister that used to always tell me, don't miss those little red flags. When God starts showing you something, believe it. But, you know, sometimes, you know, we can miss those little red flags. And so we want to make sure that we don't miss them. And then 2 Samuel, what caused Absalom's sin? It was offense and hatred, unforgiveness and bitterness. I'm going to say that again. What caused that sin to happen? Offense, hatred, unforgiveness, and bitterness. Matthew 24:3-10, it says, what will be the sign of your coming, the end of the age? 10. And then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. Now think of this. One of the signs of the coming of Christ will be betrayal. Think of that now. It's going to be betrayal. And, you know, how many times have you been betrayed by someone that you thought you could trust? It happens all the time. But you know what? We as leaders, you can't get now we can be angry because betrayal hurts. But what you cannot do is you cannot allow those seeds of betrayal or whatever happen to settle in your heart and you walk around with offense and hatred, because if you allow a spirit of offense to fester in you, you'll begin to hate somebody real quick. You'll begin to walk in unforgiveness, and then you'll become bitter, because if you can't forgive, that means you're walking around offended. You got hatred in your heart. When you think about that person, you just clench your fist and grit your teeth and say, oh, I can't stand them, or oh, I hate them. Well, all that stuff, you know, if it gets in your spirit, it will begin to manifest in different type of physical ailments in your body. And I tell you what, if we don't let go of bitterness, unforgiveness, hatred, offense, if we don't begin to let go of those things and really deal with it, if you don't deal with it, it will begin to deal with you. And so what was Absalom's motive? Revenge, discredit, and ruin. Now think of this. Whenever that spirit of Absalom is in effect, a person would literally be out for revenge. What does the Bible say? The Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. You know what the Bible says? Yes, that is. Amen. That's what the Bible says. It says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Discredit and ruin. So they will try to discredit you in the eyes of people. They'll talk about you behind their back, behind your back. They'll try to sling all the mud they can, anything that they know about you that may not be lining up with the word and from the past or whatever. They will try, they'll put all your dirty laundry out there. It's to do what? To discredit and ruin you. That's an Absalom spirit. That is part of that spirit. In 2 Samuel 15:6, it says, in this manner, Absalom acted towards all Israel who came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the heart of the men of Israel. You know, and this is something that we have to look at when we're looking at the spirit of Absalom. So we know that spirit wants to destroy people. It wants revenge. It wants to discredit, and it wants to ruin. And any time you see a person, or you sit down and you're listening to a person and all they're doing is tearing down somebody else, especially a leader, you better believe you're dealing with an Absalom spirit. And the same thing that they're doing to that other leader or person, they will do to you while you're sitting there grinning in their face and thinking that everything is cool. They will do the same thing to you. Yes, they will. And so when you look at how David fails, you know, David's feelings almost destroyed him. 2 Samuel 13:39 says, and King David longed to go to Absalom, for he had been comforted concerning Absalom because he was dead. 2 Samuel 14:1, so Joab, the son of Zeruiah, perceived that the king's heart was concerned about Absalom. So, you know, he was hurt. He was, you know, it was his feelings. You know, and his feelings almost destroyed him. And one thing that we cannot allow in ministry is our feelings to govern what we do. Because if you always in your feelings and things like that, your feelings will get you jacked up every single time. And, you know, the Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. So a lot of times the things that we see will literally cause us to feel a certain way. But then if we're feeling a certain way, all of a sudden we take those feelings and they begin to manifest physically in our body. Sometimes we can feel a certain way about something. Have you ever felt a certain way about something or somebody, and as soon as you see them, you just feel a sick feeling in the pit of your stomach? As soon as you see that person, you feel sick, you know. And that's something that we got to get a grip on. But when we're talking about Absalom, You know, and his father, you know, he almost, his feelings almost destroyed him. We cannot go on what we feel. We have to really stay in the Word, so much so that we have the gift of discerning the spirits, and it is on. It needs to be on point 24/7, because the enemy is always going to try to draw you away into the way you feel rather than the way it really is. You know, the enemy is a master of masquerading and making things look appear the way that they're not. Okay, let's see. Okay, and then also David, he was feeling he has to prove his compassion to others to the point of ruining his own kingdom, and he tolerated Absalom's antics and did not confront him. You know, if we don't confront someone with that Absalom spirit, but we continue to tolerate their antics and don't confront them, it will literally ruin you. It will literally, it's going to destroy them, but it will ruin you. And we can't even tolerate, and even if we see that spirit operating in us, we have to be able to discern our own spirit so that we'll be able to say, hey, you know what? That's me right there. That's me, Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I have that issue going on right there. I've done it many times. I'm reading the Word, and all of a sudden the Lord will say, you know what, that right there, and I will draw my attention to it. And how many of us have read a scripture or something like that, and when we're reading it, somebody else will pop into our mind? Well, you know what, I would beg to differ on that. We need to pop into our own mind and say, God, this is me standing in the need of prayer. And so David didn't want to confront his own son and almost ruined him and ruined his kingdom. And why is this spirit difficult to deal with? Why is it? Number one, people are emotionally attached to them through relationships. When a person is operating through with a Absalom spirit, it's difficult to deal with it because people are emotionally attached to them. And that's one thing I've learned over the course of the years. You can minister to people, you can be there for them, you know, but you cannot allow yourself to become emotionally attached, because, in, you know, in the soulless realm is the emotions, the mind, the will, and emotions. Those are in the soulless realm. And so if we become emotionally attached to someone, that means all of a sudden you got a soulless realm issue going on with that person and your emotions, and you won't correct them. Another thing about Absalom is nice, lovable, and popular. And, you know, if you look in the Old Testament, everyone loved Absalom, even David. And number three, to deal with them appears unloving. You know, some people say, man, I can't believe you said that. How you know, I can't believe you checked them like that. You just mean. Well, you know what? When you begin to see stuff, you better put it in check. If you don't deal with it, it will deal with you. And the only way that you deal with that whole spirit of Absalom is you got to cut it off. You have to cut it off. And had not David let him back into the kingdom, he would not have had a problem. And many times those who operate in the Absalom spirit will leave a church out of rebellion but want to stay apart in fellowship, and we're still a part of the kingdom of God even if we're not in the same church. And that's the spiritual reasoning, okay? And also the logic sounds good, but the past history and the fact that they're causing division are the indicators that their true motive is not for fellowship, okay? Not the true motive. That spirit of Absalom will tear up a church. It will cause different, you know, it'll pull people out of the church, it'll tear the church apart, but they don't want to be a part of the church. They leave out of rebellion, but they want to stay connected to certain people within the church. For what? What do you need to be connected for, you know? And also, when that spirit is in operation, that spirit operating through a person will make you think that the pastor and leadership are paranoid. It really will. So you have to be aware of the characteristics. And one of the characteristics of that Absalom spirit is that they seek an audience. 2 Samuel 15:2 says, now Absalom would rise early and stand beside the gate. So it was whenever anyone who had a lawsuit came to the king for a decision that Absalom would call to him and say, what city are you from? And he would say, your servant is from such and such tribe of Israel. Okay, so they seek an audience, and they're going to stand there, and they're going to try to, every time someone comes for, you know, to be a minister to by the pastor, if they're not getting that attention, you better believe they're going to begin to create situations to where they are the one getting the attention. Another characteristic is, let's see, they use love and kindness and favor as their tools. Absalom caused division by sweetness, still in the hearts of David's followers. 2 Samuel 15:5, and so it was whenever anyone came near to bow down to him, he would put out his hand and take him and kiss him. Now, that wasn't like an unholy kiss. You know, back then in different cultures, that, you know, they peck each other on the cheek or whatever, not talking about none, you know, off the wall here. But this is what that spirit does. It will literally cause division by sweetness, by, you know, all that, you know, stuff. And still the heart of the followers of a church or a ministry by, I'll say, smoozing up to someone and making them feel extra special. That spirit, another characteristic of that spirit is it tells people, you're special to me. You're my friend. I love you more than the pastor. I'll spend the quality time with you that they don't. Okay, so you are a sheep. Why do you feel like you need to schmooze up? You know, we have to really begin to look at these things. And another thing is special treatment. The spirit characteristic of Absalom, they'll give you special treatment. Let's go out for coffee, my favorite. Tea, fellowship, let's go on a trip. They'll give you gifts and favors. And, you know, everybody likes to be treated special, and everyone wants to feel special. Excuse me, but that spirit will go over the top just to draw you in to destroy you. Now, another characteristic that we really have to be careful of is in dealing with that spirit of Absalom, nothing that the pastor or leadership does is good enough for Absalom. Even if most of Absalom's ideas are implemented, it will never be good enough, and fault will always be found. So no matter what the pastor does, there's going to always be something wrong with it. It's going to be picked apart. Well, yeah, if it was me, I'd have did it like this. You know, that's something that I really had to check myself in on and say, you know what, that leader is doing the best that they can with what God has given them. And when I finally matured and grew up, oh my goodness, and you know, became a leader myself, I began to see all of the struggle and stress that leaders go through in dealing with hundreds of people. Now, when you're dealing with a flock of people and you got 20 different folks with 20 different issues, you can't be everything to everybody. But sometimes when that spirit of Absalom is in operation, they'll take one thing that pastor or that leader did wrong and they will magnify. You know, it's a spirit called spirit of magnification that the enemy will use to blow up one thing and make it look just huge, and it'd be something real little and really insignificant. But the enemy will take it and try to make use it to discredit people. Now, another thing that spirit does is they plant doubt concerning leadership. They find faults in leaders, usually not related to spiritual qualifications, and minor things are made major issues, such as what kind of car the pastor drive, how long does it take to collect the offering, and things like that. Now, think about that. They don't find faults usually related to spiritual qualifications, but they'll begin to plant seeds of doubt concerning that leader to cause people to look suspect at them. And when you're dealing with a person with the spirit of Absalom, you better believe the spirit of Jezebel is right there with them. And then also, when you look at this spirit, they have hidden agenda. The motive. But let me go back and read 2 Samuel 15:4 says, moreover, Absalom would say, oh, that I be made judge in the land, and everyone who has any suit or cause would come to me, then I would give him justice. Now, look at that. That's self-exaltation right there. Look at what I will do. I'll give him justice, as if the king wasn't giving no justice. That spirit of Absalom will make you feel like if they are in the right position, they'll make it all right. They can fix it. Honey, we can't fix nothing if God does not help us. And so they have hidden agendas. Their motives were not known until they manifest, and it was too late. So you know, if you're dealing with someone with the spirit of Absalom, ask God to reveal them to you so that you'll know who you're dealing with. And then also you know where you stand with Jezebel and Korah, but Absalom is sneaky. Now, Jezebel, we know she was out there. She's just a flat-out witch and, you know, had that spirit of seduction and killing prophets and everything. You know, we knew who Jezebel was. We knew that Korah was right out there and wanting to take away, wanted to do what Moses was doing because he felt like, you know, even though he was a Levite, Korah felt like, you know, I can do what you do, Moses. I'm holy too. You know, you're not the only one that's holy. But see, we knew that, but with Absalom, that spirit of Absalom is very, very sneaky, and it does things behind your back. Be all up in your face smiling and twisting a knife in your back. You better be careful. I don't feel folks is all in your face, paying you all them extra compliments and grinning and smiling and smoothing up to you and telling you all this stuff about other leaders and trying to, you know, blackmail people in your eyesight. You better be careful because that's Absalom right there. And as soon as you turn your back, that same spirit will attack you. And Absalom tells you what you want to hear. And that's how you can tell a good leader. A good leader is not going to tell you what you want to hear. A good leader is going to tell you what's going to save your soul. My pastor has told me many times a lot of stuff I didn't want to hear because it made my flesh scream. But guess what? I listened and I took the advice because I want to prosper in the things of God. A pastor's job is to speak truth in love, and sometimes the truth hurts and it requires change. But it's always for our good. It's always for our good. And so we can't get so caught up in our emotions and our feelings and I just feel like, and, you know, uh-uh. See, that's what the problem is nowadays with people in the houses of God. You're caught up in your feelings and your emotions, and you're not caught up enough in the word to know that your feelings is about to destroy you. Another thing about this other characteristic of a spirit of Absalom, they eventually come forward and openly and with open disloyalty and division. And when you look at Absalom, he later came to a place of such brazenness as sleeping openly with his father's wives. So that spirit will start out really, really interesting and quiet and sneaky at first, but then it's going to come forward and be divisive. It's going to bring division, and it's going to show you where that loyalty really lies. Now, when you look at the spirit of Absalom, also deception of continuing in fellowship with Absalom takes on in the form of, and if you don't cut that spirit of Absalom off for somebody that's dealing with it and refuse to allow God to deal with it, you know, you may say, well, you know, I can handle it. And if you look at Proverbs 31:30, it says charm is deceitful. In the Amplified, it says charm and grace are deceptive. And so, you know, we have to look at that. The Century Bible says charm can fool you. And then also deception means that you don't know that you're being deceived. Now think about that. You don't even know you're being deceived. This is why we need God to help us, men and women of God, with the spirit of Absalom, because people have it on them. They are flowing in it. They are, I mean, they claim to be in ministry, but they got that spirit of Absalom going on. Sometimes when you are being tricked by that and you don't want to deal with it, you think you may have more discernment than you do, but then you forget that this is a demonic spirit that we're dealing with. When you're dealing with the spirit of Absalom, this is a demonic spirit, and it has to be treated as such. You know, when you're looking at that spirit of Absalom, it may have you thinking, oh, I'm special to them, and they prey upon people's insecurities and need for acceptance. In 2 Samuel 15:5, it says, and so it was whenever anyone came near to bow down to him that he would put out his hand and take him and kiss him. That spirit of Absalom also says, they're my friends, and your problem is not a problem with them, and being their friends will not affect my relationship with the church, but it will. It will. If that person with that Absalom spirit is your friend and they cause a division in the church, it will affect you, and it will affect your relationship with the church, because you'll begin to look sideways at your leaders, and your leaders ain't even do nothing to you. It will cause you to look sideways at the wrong people, and see, they're going to always drum up some drama so you can look not at them and what they're doing, but not so you won't see their spirit, but it'll cause you to look away from them and at anyone else. And then we have a caller on the line, and I'm going to unmute your call. And if you have something to say, you can go ahead and say it at this time. Caller from 231. Hello. Okay, they probably didn't want to say anything, which is fine. We have a couple of callers on here. So I'm just going to, you know, wrap it up by saying, you know, one of the things that we can do is, how do you deal with this spirit? Discerning of spirits is needed from leadership nowadays. You have to have a gift of discerning the spirits. I heard a young man tell me one time, we were talking, he said, "Oh, I have the gift of discerning of spirits." I looked at him and I was saying to myself, you can't even discern your own spirit. Because if you could, you wouldn't, you know. Anyway, yeah. And so we have to have the gift of discerning of spirits. We need to know how to deal with it. There has to be, you got to have a sheepdog mentality. In other words, you need to protect the sheep from being bitten or kissed, so to speak. Okay? And wolves, they don't come in dressed as wolves. They come in dressed like sheep. Stop tolerating the spirit of their antics and put that Absalom spirit, put an end to it. Call them on the carpet. Let them know, this is what I see and this is what it is. And I tell you what, if a person is not ready to change, they're not going to even receive the fact that that spirit is all over them and you trying to help them, because they don't see it. And don't give them a place in the life of the body. Don't give them anything. You know, give them wise counsel. They don't want to take it. Give them the boot. Second Samuel 14:21 says, "And the king said to Joab, 'All right, I have granted this thing. Go, therefore, bring back the young man Absalom.'" Okay? And so avoid promoting people until true character is proven. You know, sometimes people can come in with a gift, and their gift may be strong, and it may be in operation. But I tell you what I've learned over the course of years, you don't put nobody nowhere until that character is proven. Because a gift will fool you. A gift will have you jacked up. It'll have you jacked up, but there has got to be proven character in that person. And mark those who cause division, and guess what? Avoid them. Romans 16:17-18 says, "Now I urge you, brethren, note those that cause division and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words, flattering speech, deceive the hearts of the simple." Now think about that. It says, mark those who cause divisions and avoid them. In other words, don't be setting up fellowship with them. If people do not want wise counsel and change their ways, and they know that they have something going on in their spirit, they're being led around by their feelings, their emotions, they got a spirit of Absalom on them, they're standing up by the wayside, they're pulling people out of the house of God. I mean, it's just horrible when they do, and they don't even realize they're doing it, and then they're going around talking about leadership, trying to discredit, bring division. And you may not be bringing division in that house, but if you're talking about a leader to another leader, you are literally bringing division in the body at large. Because now you're pitting leaders against one another, and now someone not even liking somebody because of something you said, and it ain't even true. But because you're not being pacified and your feelings is quote-unquote on the line, you want to be like Absalom. Last thing I want to say before we go off to air today is leave vengeance to the Lord, okay? Leave vengeance to the Lord. I'm going to say that one more time. Leave vengeance to the Lord. And the scripture says, Second Samuel. Their all pride will bring them down. Second Samuel 18:9 and 14. His head got caught in the tire bent tree, so he was left hanging. Joab took three spears in his hand and thrust them through Absalom's heart. Proverbs 16:18, pride go before destruction and a haughty spirit before the fall. I just want to say before we close today, let God handle it. But I tell you what, if you're dealing with somebody that has an Absalom spirit, you better get away from them real quick. Otherwise, they will destroy you. God bless.